Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Many major cities are seeing a healthy spike in home prices. I'm John Wardock at the news desk in Washington. Just what cities and just how healthy a spike? The details straight ahead.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
On the line is Darren Bloomquist. He's a vice president at Realty Track. Darren, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
Okay. I understand you're joining us from sunny Phoenix.
That's right. Phoenix, one of the real estate hotspots in the country, has been over the past few years.
Speaking of hotspots in terms of home prices, what have you found with your latest survey?
Well, we're continuing to see quite a bit of strength in home price appreciation nationwide. The median home price in October we're showing was up 10% year over year, which is the highest we've seen since February 2014. We've seen 19 consecutive months of single-digit growth in home prices, which is great, but now we see this jump in October of 10%, just at the point where many thought the housing market might be losing some steam. We see some real strength, and we looked at 94 markets across the country, and in 89% of those markets, we saw an increase, year-over-year increase, in median home prices compared to a year ago.
Why October? Why this year, do you think?
You know, I think that the people are anticipating the market softening next year as interest rates rise, and so that goes into it. And there is typically a seasonal slowdown in the fall where people are not as many properties are available on the market. But I think there's still very strong demand, so you have less supply, more demand, and still because home builders are being very cautious in building homes, you don't have a lot of new homes to ease that inventory crunch, and that's all leading to a little bit of a mismatch of supply and demand in October, pushing up prices more than I think many people expected.
What cities are really standing out in this survey?
Yeah, the top of the list, I mean, there's a couple ways of looking at this. Just looking at the sheer increase in home prices year over year, Detroit stands out. The 29% increase in median home prices year over year. Charleston, South Carolina, 17%. Denver as well, 17%. St. Louis, 16%. Bridgeport, Connecticut, 15%. And then Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Florida, up 15%. And that's just the top five. There were actually 25 out of those 94 markets that we looked at where we saw an increase in home prices of at least 10% or more.
That's kind of amazing to think about it, especially given where we have come from. It seems at times, given we've talked about foreclosures and declining home prices and people being underwater, it seems as though finally we have some solid, strong, healthy news we can point to when it comes to home prices.
Absolutely. And one of the things that stood out to us here is that out of those 94 markets we looked at, 35% of them, 33 markets, have reached new home price peaks in 2015. So in the rest of the markets, the peak is still back in 2005, 2006. But we're seeing a growing number of markets. More than one in every three markets now has reached a new home price peak. And I guess that begs the question, are we in a new bubble? Because we consider what happened back in 10 years ago, a bubble. So if we've exceeded that in terms of home prices, I guess the question is, are we in a new bubble, which is a valid question as well.
It doesn't feel like we're in a bubble, though, does it? You go back 10 years ago, and people were taking equity out of their homes to buy sports cars and boats and second homes. These days, people seem to be not doing that. They seem more cautious after the Great Recession.
That's true, and I would agree with that statement. The main reason that we can see these home prices reaching new peaks but not be in a bubble in most markets is because interest rates are so low. Interest rates are so much lower. So even though home prices are higher than they were 10 years ago in some of these markets, buying a home is more affordable, is actually much more affordable because of these rock-bottom interest rates that we're having. So that's one reason that I wouldn't throw around the bubble word too much in most markets. Another reason is that lending is much more strict, and there are a lot more rules and regulations and guardrails on lending that are keeping people from buying more than they can afford, and also from using their homes as piggy banks, as we saw back 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago, people seemed to be staying too long at the punch bowl, and there was a lot of rum in the punch bowl, I think. Now
they were drinking the Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, they were doing something. Now it seems to be we're settling for cookies and milk.
that's
the extent
of saying it. You know, we're happy with, you know, actually listening to what your grandma would have told you is buying what you can afford and not buying more than you can afford. Now, some of the reason for the sharp increase also is not just regular home buyers, but this has been, it's starting to transition, but this housing recovery has been built largely on the backs of investors who are coming in and are not constrained as much by affordability. The percentage of cash buyers is coming down, but it's still at 29% of all sales are to cash buyers, and that makes a difference too. We see a lot of demand from those type of buyers who are not as constrained by affordability.
He's Darren Blomquist from Realty Track joining us with the latest on home prices. Darren, thank you for your time.
Thank you, John.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.